Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. And today we're going to continue to look at the interdependence or the relationship of the Bible and the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible provides the unchanging truth of God's revelation, while the Holy Spirit brings that truth to life. You know, it's possible to read the scriptures without spiritual understanding. And many scholars have dissected the Bible, as it were, and looked at it as mere literature without encountering the author, who is God. That's why Paul writes, "The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are spiritually discerned." 1 Corinthians 2:14. Now, the opposite of that, or conversely, if we rely solely on spiritual impressions without anchoring them in the scriptures, then we risk drifting into subjective experience and frankly, doctrinal error. The Holy Spirit never contradicts the Word. He illuminates it. He makes it available to us. Jesus declared, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." That's John 14:26. What He teaches, the Holy Spirit, always aligns with what God has already said. Now, this is captured in a wise saying that I heard many years ago. The Bible alone, you dry up. The Spirit alone, you blow up. But the Bible and the Holy Spirit together, and you grow up. Hey, just want to take a quick second to remind you that this message and the audio of it, MP3 audio, as well as the written notes for it, the script, are all available on my website. So go to PastorVic.com, and everything that you see there is absolutely free. God bless you again. Let's look at a biblical example from Acts chapter 2, and we'll see the Spirit and the Scriptures in action. And that's at Pentecost. The apostles received the Holy Spirit with power, remember that, and immediately Peter stood to preach, and we see that in Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Now notice what he did. He quoted extensively from the prophet, from Joel, and from the book of Psalms. Scriptures he had known, but now he understood in a new way through the Spirit's illumination. The partnership between the Spirit and the Word resulted in powerful conviction. Acts 2:37 says, "They were cut to the heart, and about 3,000 souls were saved." You see, the Spirit gave Peter boldness, clarity, and insight. The Scriptures gave Peter the authority and the substance for his message. And together, they birthed the New Testament church that we know today. Now, we use the phrase Bible illumination. That term refers to the process by which the Holy Spirit enables a person to understand, to apply, and then be transformed by the truth of the Scriptures. It's not about adding new revelation to the Bible, but it's about shedding spiritual light on what is already written so that the reader or the listener can grasp its true meaning and its significance. Let's look at some examples of the key aspects of what we call Bible illumination. Number one, the Holy Spirit is the teacher. Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things." John 14:26. The Holy Spirit works within the believer to help them comprehend God's Word beyond just intellectual understanding with the mind. Number two, we're not talking about just head knowledge. Illumination transformed the Scriptures from being just words on a page to a living message. As Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and powerful." Listen, through illumination, the Bible speaks to a person's heart, convicting, guiding, and comforting. Three, the difference between illumination and inspiration. Inspiration is how the Bible was originally written. God inspired the authors to write His truth without error. 2 Timothy 3:16. Illumination, on the other hand, is how God helps readers today to understand that truth. Number four, That's the necessity for spiritual understanding. Without illumination, people can read the Bible and still miss its meaning. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Only with the Spirit's help can we grasp spiritual truth." Number 5, illumination brings personal application. Bible illumination also involves in applying Scripture to life situations. For example, someone may read about forgiveness, and through illumination, they realize the Holy Spirit is telling them to forgive a specific person. Let's look at some other examples. Imagine the Bible is like a beautiful stained glass window. In the dark, you can see its shape, but the colors and the images remain dull. Illumination is like when sunlight shines through. Suddenly, the windows burst into color and meaning. That's what the Holy Spirit does for our hearts as we read the Bible. God doesn't just want to inform us. He wants to transform us. The Word of God acts as a mirror, James 1:23, showing us what needs to change, while the Spirit of God gives us the power to make those changes. For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. That's Hebrews 4:12, New Living Testament. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That I'm sure you remember from Romans 12, verse 2. There's a process of change. But how does transformation happen? Through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, John 16:8, we don't just gain knowledge, but we are moved to repentance, moved to renewal, moved to real change. As Galatians 5:22 begins to outline, the Spirit cultivates within us the fruit of godly character, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, all works of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, transformation refers to a life-changing effect that God's Word has on a person when it is received with faith and applied to the power of the Holy Spirit. It goes beyond simply listening or learning information. It reshapes how we think, how we feel, act, and how we relate to God and others. Here again, let's look at some of the key aspects of transformation. Number one, we're looking at a changed life, not just a changed mind. Transformation means a complete inner renewal. Remember Romans 12:2 again. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." God's Word reprograms our thoughts, our values, and desires to align with His will. We go from having a worldview to a biblical view. Number two, the transformation is powered by the Holy Spirit. While the Bible provides the truth, it is the Holy Spirit who makes that truth effective in us. The Spirit uses Scripture to convict, to correct, to heal, to guide. Check John 16:13, also 2 Timothy 3:16. Number three, the fruit of the Spirit becomes evident. As transformation occurs, a person begins to reflect Christ more clearly. Now, I know we've repeated this, but Galatians 5:22 describes the fruit of the Spirit. And that was, again, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of these things will begin to appear in our lives as a result of the change that takes place on the inside. Number four, it's an ongoing process transformation. And sometimes we use the word sanctification to describe that ongoing transforming process. Bible transformation is not instant. It's a lifelong journey of becoming more like Jesus. Check out 2 Corinthians 3:18. Each encounter with Scripture can shape us further if we allow it. Number five, transformation requires a response and obedience. Transformation doesn't happen by reading alone. We must respond. James 1:22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." Obedience activates transformation. Let me give you an illustration. Think of Bible transformation like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. Reading the word is like entering the cocoon, but transformation takes place inside the cocoon, where God changes your nature, and when you emerge out of that cocoon, your life reflects something new, something free, and something beautiful. If we look at a real-life example, we can look at the life of the Apostle Paul. Paul, of course, he was known as Saul before he had his encounter with Jesus, but before Christ, Paul was zealous in Scripture, but blind to its fulfillment in Jesus. After encountering the risen Christ and being filled with the Spirit, and Acts chapter 9 tells us about that, his understanding was radically transformed. You see, he didn't receive new scriptures. He received new insight into the same scripture he already knew. The Spirit illuminated what was hidden. Through Paul, we see how Scripture, empowered by the Spirit, can fuel a lifetime of ministry. He became one of the most effective church planters, authors, and teachers in history. His letters, or epistles, form much of the New Testament, and his teachings continue to shape the church today. Now let's take a look at some everyday life applications. Because this partnership between the Bible and the Spirit is not just for apostles, it's for every one of us as believers. For example, when a believer reads Psalm 23 through a grieving process and then suddenly feels peace and assurance, listen, that's the Holy Spirit applying the word to the heart. When someone is struggling with temptation and recalls 1 Corinthians 10:13, recognizing that God will make a way of escape, that's the Holy Spirit bringing the Scripture to remembrance. Thirdly, when a parent prays for guidance and remembers Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he was old, he will not depart from it. Listen, that is divine partnership at work, causing hope to rise up in that parent. You see, we all need this partnership. If we read the scriptures only with our minds, we may miss God's heart. If we rely on our emotions alone, we may misinterpret God's direction. But when both work together, the Bible and the Holy Spirit, we experience guidance, conviction, comfort, and clarity. You see, the Christian journey is anchored in truth and then powered by grace. As Paul wrote, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed that truth into those writers, that the man of God, that's us, and the woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Yet this equipping is not mechanical. It is relational. The Holy Spirit takes the words off the page and writes them on our hearts. 2 Corinthians 3:3. He enables us to live out what Scripture calls us to become. With the Bible in our hand and the Scripture in our heart and the Spirit in our hearts, we can face trials, discern truths, grow in love, walk in obedience. We will not dry up or blow up, but we will grow up rooted in the unshakable truth of God's Word and empowered by His ever-present Holy Spirit. Let me close with a testimony that I read about. I'd like to share it with you. And it's a testimony about going from head knowledge to heart knowledge and to a heart encounter, I should say. And I don't know whose testimony it is, but I think it's worth us to hear it. So here's the testimony. I grew up in a Christian home. I was taught the Bible from a young age. I knew the stories. I memorized the verses and even won awards for Bible quizzes. By the time I entered university or college, I could quote scripture with ease and debate theology with confidence. My understanding of the Bible was deep intellectually, but something was missing, and I didn't realize it until everything I relied on was shaken. I found myself in a season of deep anxiety and emptiness. I turned to the scriptures, but the words felt lifeless. I knew them, but they didn't touch me. It was as if I were reading a textbook about someone else's God. I began to wonder, is this all there is? A set of rules and doctrines? And then one night, overwhelmed and desperate, I prayed not out of habit, but from the depths of my heart. And I said, God, I know about you, but I don't really know you. If you're real, if you're more than ink on a page, please show me. That night, something changed. It wasn't dramatic, but it was unmistakable. A quiet peace settled over me, and for the first time, I sensed that God was with me, not just someone I read about. Over the weeks that followed, the Bible came alive in a way it never had before. Verses I had read dozens of times now seemed to speak directly to my heart. I wasn't just reading truth. I was hearing from the author. John 10:27 became very real to me. And that is, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I began to understand what Jesus meant when he said the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth, John 16:13. It wasn't that I needed more knowledge. I needed more illumination. And that illumination came through the Holy Spirit. Since then, my relationship with God has grown deeply personal. I still study scripture, but now I read it prayerfully, asking the Holy Spirit to teach and transform me. I no longer approach the Bible as something to learn. I come to it to meet with God. Looking back, I realized I had reduced the Bible to a book of information, not revelation. But God, in his mercy, invited me beyond the pages to encounter the person behind the words. And that's when everything changed. And I pray that this message helps you in your walk with Jesus the Savior, and that you recognize that you need both the Bible and the Holy Spirit of God to grow up, to be all that Jesus purchased at the cross for you in heaven, and also for everything here on earth. The Bible, the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit in our hearts will transform us to become more and more like Jesus every day. Heavenly Father, I just ask you to just bless each listener, Lord, that you would cause them to take these words that you've inspired and to make them real, Lord, that you would begin that transforming process, not just simply understanding intellectually or with our minds, but realizing that change of the mind needs to transform to a change in the heart. And only the Holy Spirit can do that. And so with the Bible in our hand again, and with the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. God bless you. Hope to see you the next time. Unless otherwise noted, all scripture quotations are from the New King James Version of the Bible. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission, all rights reserved.